Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. In June 2020, I went back to Ireland for my wedding. So in need of a haircut, the day before the wedding, I stopped into a barbershop in Cork City. Really nice little barbershop, went in, really friendly staff, all good, looked the part. It was busy in there, so it must have been good. So went in, sat down, had a great conversation with the barber inside there. I was talking to him all about the wedding, what I hope will happen, what I hope won't happen. We had a laugh back and forth about possible fights kicking off at the wedding, which was a possibility with some people that were attending. And yeah, it was a really good connection. So he told me how his mum works close to that venue. And yeah, we really hit it off. So really enjoyed that experience. So 2 weeks later, after the wedding, booked into the same barber and went back in there and gave him the nod when I walked in. He gave me a nod back. And so I sat down in the chair, got ready for my haircut again. There was me thinking we were mates. I said to him, I goes, yeah, the wedding went great or whatever. I thought he'd be full of questions. And his response was, oh yeah. And just looked a bit confused. I was like, yeah, there was no fights anyway. All went really well. And I could see he didn't have a fucking clue what I was talking about. And it was quite funny because I straight away it clicked. Like I get it being in the service-based business that you see so many people that you don't remember everybody and you get forgotten. And that's what today's podcast is going to be about is if you don't stay in front of the client, you're not going to be top of mind. So I was there cheering, thought we were going to have a great conversation about the aftermath of the wedding, but the penny dropped after about two sentences to him that he totally forgot who I was, what we were talking about. And I can relate to this. We go through so many clients every week. We could see maybe 2 to 4 clients a day that if I had a look at the schedule and seen a name from last week, I actually would forget that person until I seen pictures of the job. It's extremely important to stay top of mind with your clients. And this is where a lot of people drop the ball. They presume people will remember them, but you're forgotten very quickly. There's a statistic. Now take this with a pinch of salt because 70% of statistics are made up anyway. That was another false statistic. But apparently between 40 and 45 days is the time period where you're forgotten. So if you can imagine who you worked for a month and a half ago, they most likely have forgotten you. If you've just sent the invoice and they've paid it, haven't kept in touch, you most likely will be forgotten unless they've got the smarts to dig back to their emails to re-engage with you. That's the only way they're going to find out who you actually were. This is why it's important to leave some stuff on site as well, like a sticker where possible, little fridge magnet if people will use a fridge magnet, because a lot of people like to keep their fridges clean. Where fridge magnets, I'm on the fence with those. I had a podcast about them. They're basically used to hold up their kids' shit on the fridge. So be cautious with that as well. Of you'll rock up to a job and there'll be 16 magnets on the fridge of different trades and they still didn't call them, they called you. So that's just food for thought as well. But the real way that you should be staying in touch with your clients is with a simple email marketing system. It doesn't have to be too technical, but you can set this up again very cheaply and cost effectively. I've mentioned this on podcast back along as well, but you can just use a simple software like MailChimp or MailerLite. There's a lot of them that will actually work for free. And if you want to do the hard yards and labor without any automation, you can simply upload their email to the system and it will automatically trigger every quarter, every month, whatever you want to send it. With SMS marketing, I find SMS marketing very personal, and I think it has to be a thing where you're bringing across a very valid point. It could be, for instance, you're closing at Christmas and you want to let them know that these are your office hours. In case of an emergency, call this number. That's a beneficial text message to get. Whereas if you're texting them, telling them that there's a special on with block drains or ceiling fans or will mow your lawn for X amount, that's going to get annoying. I even find it very annoying when I get text messages to my personal number from companies that I'm like, this is straight to my personal zone because I'm going to look at it. It's a text message. So that's why I don't really like them. I'd rather go via email and add value with the email marketing as well. Don't be too salesy. Nobody gives a crap as well about ceiling fans and stuff like that. You have to tailor the email that it's going to give that client value and not be too salesy. My ventilation guy has me on his list for his ventilation email marketing, and it's pretty poor. I just have it. I'm still subscribed to it because I know the guy, I like the guy, and I'm just curious as well just to see where it goes. But anybody else would be unsubscribing because it's annoying, just basically pushing sales down your throat in regards to putting in ventilation systems. Personal brands are starting to surpass actual brands. So if you look at the likes of Elon Musk, everybody relates him to Tesla immediately. He's got SpaceX, and I believe he was a part to play in PayPal as well, if not the founder. But his Tesla brand has less followers than his personal brand. And the exact same thing for Richard Branson. I know people want to look like they're a bigger company and they've got 50 guys, but people are more magnetic to a personal brand than they are to a big company's brand. After all, sales are human to human. So if you can really put that personal touch and be friendly, put a face behind the brand, you can get that sale over the line a lot quicker. With my new website build, I went quite personal. So I've got a lot of pictures of me on the new website, where on the old one I didn't. And I think this is helping with the conversion rate as well, because when somebody is engaging our services, they can see it's a real person with the uniform on. It's not a faceless generic image. There's a lot of shanks out there that appear on A Current Affair and all of this. And then it's giving that stigma that's following on to everybody else. In regards to people remembering personal brands rather than company, we had a client, Vicky, that we worked for about 3 years for. So she moved property, bought a new one pretty close to her existing one. And she called up about something, and whatever she was looking for, I said, just reply to that email. And she goes, oh, okay, what was the company name again? So I was taken back by that, because I was like, oh, she's definitely going to know the company name because we've been working for 3 years. But she just knew me as the point of contact, and just more relatable, more memorable. So yeah, she didn't know the company name. And this is why you get forgotten. You have to stay top of mind. Have to be sending out those little gestures. It could even be something in the post once every 6 months, a postcard, a Christmas, something like that, just to keep top of mind with that client base. It is definitely going to be the cheapest if you do it through an email system, because if you start sending out postcards, even if they're $2 a pop, once your database builds and builds, let's say you've got 800 people, that's going to be $1,600 worth of stamps going out. However, you've got to spend money to make money. So I'm not disagreeing with that. I think that's probably not a bad thing to do, to invest that much money. What I want you to take away from this is set up a little email marketing system. It can be set up in such a small amount of time. Use AI, leverage AI to make up your emails, but don't make them too robotic. Send them out. They don't even have to be lengthy. It can be a paragraph. That's all you need. You basically need to show up at the door, say hi, and leave again, but not be annoying. So don't be sending one every day. Maybe send one every month, I'd say, as the max, especially for a trade-based business. Nobody wants to be hearing about your plumbing issues or sparky issues every week. You will get annoying as well. You want to be a welcome guest, not a pest in their inbox. I'll put links in the description for MailerLite and MailChimp. You can jump on, have a look, see which one suits you best. Just a word of warning, don't try to be a clever buy and cut costs by using your Gmail or Microsoft to send out these emails to your client base. Now, if you've got 6 clients on your email base, that's fine. But if you're sending this out to 50, 1,000 people, do not use your company email, because what will happen is it will start getting blacklisted. These softwares are built in such a way that it goes under the radar and you don't come across as spam. If you're pinging out numerous emails, or you're BCCing people into emails and sending out to loads of people, it will flag in the system and you'll be reported as spam. Therefore, your quotes and invoices and all that will start going into people's junk mail and promotions. So don't be a tight ass. Go pay the $5 or whatever. And it's extremely easy to set up. Whatever provider you go with, MailerLite, MailChimp, whoever, just go on YouTube, check out their videos and their how-tos. There'll be loads and loads of videos. You'll get it set up in a few hours, and that few hours is going to make you a lot of money in the back end of your business. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email. I'll speak to you soon.